Dermot and Dave on Today FM, the brilliant Bell X1, coming to you across the radio now. We're down in Crosshaven. We're here in the Bord na Mona, naturally driven cafe, at the pop-up cafe powered by positive energy. And there's lots of positive energy coming in on the text line and the tweet line, at Dermot Today FM, at Dave Today FM. Alan's been on to say, I was in class in Crosser, it's Crosshaven's nickname, Crosser, with Peter. A sound guy and a top athlete. Who's Peter, you ask? Well, we'll tell you now.
That's right. We were warned that we could not come to Crosshaven without mentioning the amazing sailing past and present that it has here. And a member of the Royal Cork Yacht Club, this fella represented Ireland in two Olympics and reached fifth in the world as well at one stage. His name is Peter O'Leary. He's a local man and he's here to say hello to everybody.
Hey, Peter.
How are you getting on?
Good yourself. Are you a sound guy and a top athlete, as Alan accuses you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You are. You definitely are.
What is it like to represent your country at the Olympics?
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit of a daunting task to begin with. You kind of get selected and then it's a bit of a whirlwind between there and actually going to China, to Beijing was our first traipse across the water. To the five-ring circus that is the Olympics, so it was a bit of an eye-opener, but yeah, no.
Do you actually mingle much with the other countries, or do you kind of keep
sailing
yourselves?
Tends to be a bit far away from the rest of the sports because you're down at the sea, whereas the others are in the middle of a city somewhere.
Yeah,
and we did get to go up afterwards to when we were finished competing to closing ceremonies and stuff like that.
And it's more of a,
I know, you sit in the food hall and you see all these freak shows between gymnasts, basketball players, all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Seen them, so.
Yeah.
We do hear the stories about the Olympic Village that it is an interesting place to be. I'm trying to choose the right words here, but like the athletes get on very well, like maybe at a junior disco.
No comment.
No comment. Okay.
Well, I mean, that brings us to our next point in that you met your lovely bride at the Olympics, which is also fellow Olympian Dervla O'Rourke.
An Irish hero.
World Championship gold medal winner. How did that come about?
I suppose two Cork people after finishing the Olympics just chatting at the closing ceremony. And then we didn't really see each other again until the flight home when, you know, you're sitting O'Leary, O'Rourke, so you're stuck sitting next to each other.
That was handy.
Yeah, I didn't get a word in edgeways the whole way home, though, because she does love to talk and doesn't stop. So.
When you say you were talking together at the closing ceremony, what kind of stuff were you talking about?
Just shooting the breeze, you know?
What are
you
I know, to the rest of us mere mortals, like, you wonder what two Olympians are saying.
Well,
like,
we definitely agree Cork was definitely better than everywhere else.
Better
than
Beijing.
That was the start of it, you know?
Why aren't they playing the Cork national
exactly.
anthem?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, we're after watching the rowing championships there the last few days, and Skibbereen Yacht Club, obviously, like, our rowing club, has just produced
amazing
athlete, like, gold medal winning athlete after athlete after athlete. Yeah. And then, as soon as we said to anybody in Ireland we were coming down to Crosshaven, sailing. What is it about this part of the world that is generating athletes on the water that are just absolutely world class? We're punching so far above our weight.
Yeah, I suppose, like, we live beside the sea here and Skibbereen.
So do loads of other places around the world. What, like, there must be something here. Like, I think the dedication of you guys.
In Cork, definitely, there's a sense of, you know, we don't really care. It's just a case of get stuck in and, you know.
Pull like a dog.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. We probably think we're better than most others in the county or in the country, So, I don't know.
And the world, it seems.
Are you still sailing now competitively?
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Right.
We have a two-year-old. Keeps us busy.
So you have to
manage your time. Daphne.
Daphne, so, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. And Dervla obviously would have loved to have been here today.
Yeah,
but
got it. She couldn't come. She had to go to Dublin for work. So
it's because she's got a lot going on. I mean, she's not competing competitively like she used to. But I'm so she's turned that drive into business and her own projects. I mean, she's had two cookbooks so far.
Yeah, two cookbooks. I keep getting pats on the back from fellas saying, "Jeez, dude, that's great. Now my missus keeps cooking out of the book, you know." And she's just so, you saved me. I'm eating like a lord now compared to what I used to. So I think, it's been going very well for her. So she's really busy with that.
Is there
so.
A bit, still a bit of healthy competition between you two at home in terms of running up the road?
We still do a bit of running. I still think I'd beat her, but there's no chance. When we met first, I was like, "Come on, yeah, let's race," but it was only wasting me time.
But now you think you might be able to take her now?
Ah, yeah, 100%.
Oh, really? Really? That's a big claim there.
She's not here to defend
herself.
No,
she's not, thankfully.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's the... have things changed because of your success and Derval's success? Like in the yacht club here, you know, has your influence helped the way they do things and maybe produce more
Olympians like yourself? Yeah, I suppose a lot of kids, you know, they're encouraged to come down and try it, and it's not such a, you know, that you see kids come through, and then the big thing you get is when they come back from maybe competing in a competition or event, they kind of say, yeah, that wasn't too bad, you know. And envisage that it was going to be really, really difficult, and you kind of say, yeah, well, it's not that hard, you know what I mean? You are very good, and you know, you kind of instill belief into them that anything is possible, because it's, you know, it's on our doorstep here, and you know, it's like a playground for a lot of us.
And what about the perception among people that sailing is like super posh and all that, and that you're going to have loads of cash to do it?
Yeah, I suppose we get asked that quite a bit, and through media and stuff like that. But a lot of the clubs now have their own boats, or through the lotto funding and stuff like that, have their own boats. So, you know, kids from primary schools and secondary schools come down and they do courses in there.
Okay.
And there's the same in West Cork. They do that in Baltimore. And out of Skibbereen, so kids are encouraged to come down and try, and there's quite a lot of kids now on the youth program for the Sailing Association who are now pushing on to a serious level and are well supported from a funding point of view from the Sports Council.
Yeah, do we have like new Peters coming through? Like, are there people that are pushing that are going to be representing us?
Them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah. And the results are only getting better and better from a young age. The guys who are coming through now are starting to win medals, whereas we were lucky to be top 10 or,
okay,
you know, in the teens at youth level.
Right.
Guys are now winning medals, and it's nearly expected that every year we'll win a certain amount of medals. So,
have they got a special picture or plaque for you down in the yacht club?
I don't know. You'd have to go down and see.
That's an embarrassed
I'd
yes.
say there's a Peter O'Leary function room down there at this point. You like a bit of surfing as well? Where are the hot spots around here?
Garrettstown and Kinsale is a good spot. Fountainstone, just down the road.
Does Derval hop up on the board as well?
No, hates being cold, hates the water. Sometimes I ask her, what's she doing married to me, that she's constantly cold, wet, sailing, soaked.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't be the greatest fan of being wet and cold. So.
Didn't you sail with, I think David Burrows that you sailed with.
That's right.
He's Portmarnock in Dublin, if I remember right.
I
didn't know him, I was a bit older than him growing up, but I knew of him.
Yeah, he's a man mountain.
And he is a giant man.
Yeah.
And the boss of Sailing Ireland, James O'Callaghan, was in college with me.
Okay.
So we've got all these mutual friends.
Listen,
we should just hang out.
Sailing.
Yeah, see you, Dermo. It's me and Peter now. We're going to go off on the boat.
I'll wave to you from Howth Yacht Club.
No, yeah. There you go.
Guys.
I'm terribly buoyant, by the way. Like, it's definitely worth having me.
No, I think I'll stick to just jumping into the sea for a bit of a refreshing dip from time to time.
Well, Peter,
leave it to the professionals like Peter.
Thanks for coming down and talking to us today.
Thank you
representing Crosshaven.
Thanks for coming to Peter O'Leary.
And hi to everybody, of course, at the Royal Cork Yacht Club and Baltimore Sailing Club as well, where you're involved with.
You can drop us text today on 53102. You can email Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com. We're going to play another tune now, and then we're going to have somebody winning themselves a lovely trip to the Vodafone Comedy Carnival in Galway. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.